in chapter 18 of Deuteronomy, it also gives warning about the false prophets, okay, who claim to be speaking in God's name. I can't help but be reminded of Yeshua's words in John chapter 8, that he only spoke what the Father told him to, and he came accompanied by all kinds of signs and wonders. Even though Christians believe the prophecy in Deuteronomy that it applies to Yeshua, which I believe as well, as far as the Jews are concerned, a prophet like Moses is still to come. Especially if Yeshua does away with Moses, how could he be like Moses? I can't help but think of the false prophet mentioned in Revelation 13 and in Revelation 16, who are going to come speaking lies accompanied with all kinds of signs and lying wonders as well. The big test that is coming for believers is, how are we going to know the true prophet from the false prophet? They both claim to be speaking for God. They both perform signs and wonders. So let's pretend for a minute that Moses and Elijah are the two witnesses. Then we have the Antichrist and the false prophet coming on the scene at the same time, and they're doing battle. They both are speaking in God's name. They're both doing signs and wonders. Who are we to believe? Well, in Matthew 24, verse 4 and 5 and 11, we read about false prophets and false messiahs that are showing great signs and wonders, deceiving people. In Matthew 7, 21 through 23, it even talks of people calling Jesus Lord and claiming that they prophesied in his name and cast out demons in his name and did wonderful works in his name. Yet Jesus is going to tell them they were workers of iniquity. In 2 Thessalonians 2, 7, the Apostle Paul writes of this mystery of iniquity or mystery of lawlessness. In verse 8, he goes on to say that when that wicked one would be revealed, well, the Greek word for wicked is anomos, meaning lawless. It's not referring to being lawless concerning the laws of Las Vegas or the United Nations. It means the Antichrist is one not wanting to follow God's laws. If we take another look at Deuteronomy 18, we see that Israel is warned not to fall for the false prophets who will presumptuously claim to be speaking in God's name or speak in the name of another God. The prophet who does this, it says, shall surely die. In verses 21 and 22, Israel is told how to tell if a prophet is a false prophet or not, based on whether or not if what he says comes to pass. But you know what? This is not how you identify a true prophet. This is only how you identify a false prophet. So how is a true prophet defined by the Torah? What is the test that God set to know a true prophet? Is there a spiritual litmus test that God gave us so we don't have to rely just on our feelings or any man-made theological interpretation? There are eternal ramifications regarding this matter. It is actually a two-part test. We find additional information in Deuteronomy 13 about what completes the litmus test for determining a true or false prophet. Let's take a look. It says, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass whereof he spoke unto you, saying, here we go, here's the catch. I mean, was Jesus a prophet? Yes. Was Jesus giving signs and wonders? Yes. Did Jesus' signs and wonders come to pass? Yes. But then it says this, if he tells you to go and serve other gods, which you haven't known, and serve them, it says you shall not hearken to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is proving you to know if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice and serve him and cleave to him. And then it says this, that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he's spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. All right, well, get a load of this. According to God's word, there will be true and false prophets who are going to prophesy in God's name, both false prophets and true prophets. They're all going to do miracles, signs, and wonders. So the litmus test is going to be if they go against God's laws as given to Moses. Now, if this prophet to come is to be like Moses, who faithfully recorded only what God told him, then certainly this future prophet wouldn't break the Torah, invalidate the Torah, or say it is done away with, or else he definitely doesn't fulfill the role of being like Moses or a Jewish Messiah.